This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 2nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at last night's forum on racial and ethnic tensions on the University of Illinois campus. We'll also get a look at the weekend forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. The University of Illinois will be one home to a $500 million research project for alternative fuels. The program will be sponsored by British Petroleum. The U of I and the University of California at Berkeley launched the Energy Bioscience Institute yesterday. AM 580's Michael Kaliska reports both public universities won a worldwide competition for the BP project against institutions like MIT and Cambridge.
The new multi-million dollar project brought a broad smile to many faces, including U of I Chancellor Richard Herman.
I feel a bit like an expectant father about to give birth, which we've done together, to a great event.
This great event is the start for a 10-year research effort. The main objective for the U of I will be to find new alternative fuel crops. Stephen Long is the head of the U of I College of Agriculture, Consumer and Environmental Sciences. He says the new crops will supplement existing alternative fuels like corn ethanol and soy diesel to cover the country's need for energy.
We are also looking at rapidly growing perennial grasses, which require far fewer inputs. Another group at Illinois will be looking at the environmental impacts of these. Our belief is most of these will actually be benefiting the environment.
About $100 million of the bioscience project will be invested at the U of I. Chancellor Herman says this will be just the beginning.
The investment is one that is going to spur additional investment. And I would cite as an example the support of the state in the planning of a new bioprocessing lab.
Herman says the new investment will also create more jobs. I'm Michael Kaliska, AM 580 News.
A second grade teacher at an Urbana school is charged with sexually assaulting three young students inside the school. 26-year-old John White was taken into custody Wednesday as he was heading to his job at Thomas Paine Elementary. A police investigation claims that White committed sexual acts with the students after school last November. Urbana District 116 Superintendent Gene Amberg says the district and police had investigated an allegation since then, but its severity wasn't known until recently, and White had kept teaching.
When we interviewed at both the building level and the school district level, we interviewed the same people and didn't have any of the kinds of information that have been gotten in another way. I'm not sure. The belief at that time was that it was a misunderstanding.
White appeared for arraignment Thursday. A judge set bond at $500,000. His attorney, Brett Olmstead, says he's still learning more details about the investigation, but claimed in court that there were serious problems with the allegations. Amberg sent students and parents at Thomas Paine a letter explaining the incident and offering counseling for White students and others. It also urged those who may have had involvement in the incident to call police. East Central Illinois Congressman Tim Johnson says he supports the Bush administration's sweeping education reform program, but it does need some updating. Republican Tim Johnson of Urbana says Congress should renew the No Child Left Behind Act. The legislation was aimed at improving student performance through testing and school accountability. It was also meant to help close the achievement gap between students of different racial and economic backgrounds. Speaking on Focus 580 yesterday, Johnson called the objectives of No Child Left Behind very good.
The implementation, however, and the failure in some cases of administrative bodies to recognize that one size does not in fact fit all, and that the classic mandate, either at a federal or state level, without appropriate funding, is something that's less than desirable.
Johnson says he would want to see No Child Left Behind recognize the difference between urban and rural schools and make more accommodations for learning disabled students. In 2 weeks, a bipartisan commission issues its own report on renewing the act. The Illinois Green Party has made major strides, including last year's elections, but the party is looking for another kind of green for the future. Sean Crawford has more.
The Illinois Green Party garnered more than 10% of the vote in the governor's race last fall. That feat was more impressive considering the party's fundraising disadvantage. The Green Party refuses to take corporate contributions and instead relies solely on individuals. The Green Party nominee for governor, Rich Whitney, says that made it difficult to get the message out. Looking ahead, Whitney says more can be done.
We really need to start gearing up our fundraising machine, such as it is, to get more of the grassroots donations so that when we enter the race, we're at a much stronger position. We're still not going to be competing with the big corporate money, but at least to be more competitive, absolutely. And there's a lot of things we can do for that.
The Green Party received the needed votes to give it established status in Illinois, which means more lenient ballot access rules and the ability to hold a party primary. Whitney says for now, he's busy recruiting candidates for statehouse races next year. He says a goal is to have a member of the Green Party running for about half those seats. I'm Sean Crawford.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. A forum on racial and ethnic tensions on the University of Illinois campus brought together top university officials and a student group Thursday night. It was entitled Racism, Power, and Privilege at UIUC. The group confronted the administration in the wake of a fraternity sorority party last fall in which students dressed as offensive Mexican stereotypes. But the so-called tacos and tequila party was just part of the discussion. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
A Daily Illini editorial on Thursday said the forum's organizers, Students Transforming Oppression and Privilege, or STOP, had a one-sided agenda, and the event would likely degenerate into a shouting match. The student newspaper recommended against attending the event, but a lot of people didn't take that advice. As a graduate student who identified himself only as Joe noted to the overflow crowd at Folinger Auditorium.
And even though the campus newspaper, the DI, urged people not to come here, and we still packed this place before 4 o'clock.
Most speakers during an open mic segment called on U of I officials to get rid of Chief Illiniwek. Many were Native Americans, many from the American Indian Center in Chicago. Charlotte Wilkinson echoed the sentiments of many others who found the chief offensive.
As Native people, the right to decide what offends us belongs to us and only us. It is wrong for one race of people to appropriate the cultures of another race of people. Objectification is about power.
But while the audience had lots to say about Chief Illiniwek, U of I officials were brief on the subject. When asked to outline the Board of Trustees' plans for the chief, University President B. Joseph White took time to praise the speakers for their passion and participation. But the audience wasn't satisfied with those remarks and called on him to answer the question.
Okay.
Yeah, the answer to the question is I am not going to communicate the Board of Trustees' plan for the future of Chief Illiniwek. Chair of the Board, Larry Epley, said at the last board meeting that the matter of Chief Illiniwek will be resolved in 2007. That's what I can report to you. It came from the chair of the board.
The STOP Coalition had extended an open invitation to Chairman Epley to appear at the forum, but the only trustee who did appear, student trustee Christopher Cantus, sat in the audience and did not speak. Afterwards, he called the forum a positive step, but did not take a stance on Chief Illiniwek, except to endorse the board's resolve to find a consensus solution. With officials having little to say about the chief, the questions shifted to other topics. Chancellor Richard Herman, answering a charge that his public statement following the tacos and tequila party last fall had been too mild, noted that students involved in the party were facing disciplinary hearings at the time.
And it was my feeling at the time that, in fact, were I to provide too strong a condemnation, that they could not get a fair hearing. Now, whether or not that's right or wrong, that was my motivation. Do I feel that there was a lot of racism associated with that? Yes. But I did temper my remarks in the public statement, and for the very reasons I said.
Many of the issues discussed were echoed in a list of demands that the STOP Coalition released at the forum. Eliminating Chief Illiniwek topped the list, which also called for recruiting and retaining more minority students and faculty, beefing up ethnic studies programs, and taking stronger measures against acts of discrimination. Chancellor Herman said they were in the process of addressing many of the demands and that he would be discussing them at an already scheduled administration cabinet meeting. STOP spokeswoman Reem Rahman said they would not be satisfied until all their demands were met, and they expected a full written response from the administration within 14 days. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
It'll be mainly sunny but rather chilly for the bulk of our Super Bowl weekend in Illinois and Indiana. Our forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola calls for a partly to mostly cloudy sky today with scattered flurries mainly early, then clearing and turning colder. The highs today from only 8 degrees in northwest Illinois to 32 in southeast Indiana. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from 0 in the northwest to 16 in the far south. And for tomorrow, in the south, mostly sunny, elsewhere partly to mostly cloudy, scattered flurries, and highs from only 2 above in northwest Illinois to 31 in southern Indiana. Sunday's outlook in northern Indiana, mostly cloudy with areas of lake effect snow squalls and flurries. In southern Illinois, mostly cloudy, some light snow, and elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny and very cold, with highs ranging from the single digits in the north to the low to mid-20s in the south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.